The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You may have seen reports today of supply disruptions when it comes to HRT medicine. HRT is hormone replacement therapy, very important to women undergoing or going through the menopause. The HPRA, the medicines regulator, has said it's aware of the issues while drug companies frantically try to keep up with demand. Dr. Catherine Reardon is from the Menopause Hub and she joins me now. Catherine, you're welcome back to the show. What is the issue? I know there have been pinch points for some time. What's the latest issue?
Well, the latest issue has been going on for a few months now. So initially, it's all a domino effect. It started out with one particular HRT patch being unavailable. So then people started using a different patch. So then there was big demand on it. So it became unavailable. So people started using gels. Then they became unavailable. And at the minute, we don't know when we prescribe HRT what patients are going to be able to get. And it could be, you know, up to maybe July before things are back on stream.
Fingers crossed, because I know, having had this conversation before, there was maybe a hope or an expectation things might kind of get back to normal. And it didn't happen.
We just don't know from one day to the next what's going to happen. And it's hugely frustrating. You know, from the doctor's point of view, we see a patient, we tell them what we recommend for them, we explain to them how to use it and we prescribe it. And the next thing they're back to say they can't get it. And the chemist wonders, can we prescribe something different? So you might not know, are they going to be able to get the alternative either? It could have a different way of being used, which may or may not have been explained to the patient. You have women who have maybe spent a long time finding the one that works for them, because although in theory they may all be the same, in practice some people absorb some of them better than others and they work better. And you might have just got the dose right. And you have women who say, I finally got my old self back, I can function now. And then you say, oh, sorry, you can't have that anymore. It's short supply. So what we're doing is we're now, if I prescribe something for you, on the prescription I'll say, if unavailable, please prescribe one of the following alternatives. It's a big list. And women are wanting, instead of the prescription, to go directly to the pharmacy. They want to print it out to have in their hand, and they will traipse around maybe 20 pharmacies till they find one that might have what they want. They're going over the border, they're getting it abroad, they're ordering it online, and who knows whether it's what they think it is. And it's just so unfair when you think every woman is going to go through menopause eventually.
When you say ordering it online, ordering it from overseas online, is it?
Yeah. And then you don't know what you're getting half the time. So I think unless you've been through significant symptoms of menopause, you probably don't realise how bad it is. But, you know, 20-30% of women actually think about giving up or pulling back from work because of it. And 10% of women give up their work because they're so debilitated. So to tell them now they can't have the one thing that gets them back up and running again just seems nuts. So unfair.
And I'm sure it must, like all of this, there must be some sense of panic amongst, I don't say all women, but certainly some patients. If you're talking about kind of scrambling around 20 different pharmacies looking for the medication and even ordering
it
online.
And you don't know exactly. And you get something this month, but you don't know if you're going to get it next month. Because most of the pharmacies, what they're doing at the moment is, instead of giving you 3 or 6 months in one go, they're giving you 1 month at a time so that the next woman who comes in, they still have something left for her. So you don't know the next time you go to get a prescription, are you going to get it? So, you know, it's very anxiety provoking for a lot of women. And the difference HRT makes when you get it right is just huge.
Tell me a little bit about that, the difference it can make.
Well, I suppose one of the classic symptoms of menopause is hot flushes. And if you think about that alone, it's bad enough to have those while you're at work and you suddenly, your heart starts racing, you're pumping sweat, you're totally thrown. If you have those at night, multiple times, you wake up, you might be so wet you have to go change your pajamas, your heart rate's flying, you're now worrying, will you get back to sleep because you've got a job to do tomorrow, am I going to be absolutely wrecked? And you might have eventually calmed down and got back to sleep, and the next thing you have another hot flush. So now on top of all that, you've got sleep deprivation and all the stuff that goes with that. And things that you would normally cope with really well, all of a sudden, for the most calm, capable woman, she suddenly feels like she's falling apart. And all the people around her, you know, maybe getting snapped at or noticing that she's not able to do what she used to be able to do. And all you need to do is replace her hormones and she's back to normal.
Caroline Clark is with us as well, who is somebody who's been affected by these supply issues. Caroline, you're welcome to the show and thanks for taking the time. I mean, I can't see you. I assume you were nodding along as Catherine was describing both the symptoms and the effect of getting the medication and getting it right.
No, I mean, absolutely. And I really feel for Catherine and the likes of Loretta in the Menopause Hub, who are really trying to drive awareness around menopause, perimenopause, the impact, how businesses should work. And one of the fundamental things that women can use to alleviate symptoms is not available. I mean, it just seems ridiculous. And part of the frustration with me is when I can walk into the chemist and see Viagra over the counter, and yet every woman in the world goes through the menopause and we can't access HRT.
And I mean, your own situation, Caroline, have you experienced this, going to the pharmacy, it's not available, scrambling around to other pharmacies, looking at crossing the border, going abroad, ordering online?
Yes, absolutely. And again, I have to say, Catherine and the team have been very supportive, because they're constantly being bombarded with messages from us in desperation going, where is the supply? So I only started HRT last summer, and mainly my symptoms are related to my mental health and anxiety. So that impacts on how I function on a daily basis. And I started on estrogen, was then starting on progesterone, and was due to start on testosterone, but I've put that on pause because I haven't been able to have a continued supply of estrogen. And I was on a patch and worked brilliantly for me as MD of a mental health and wellbeing company. Mother, I'm very busy. They worked for me, and I had to be moved on to gels. It just doesn't work for me. I forget to take it unless I have an alarm clock. Like other women, I've asked the Menopause Hub to give me a physical prescription so I can literally traipse around looking for what I need. And scaringly, a few weeks ago, I was approached to say that I could access it on the black market online. And I said, absolutely not. I am not going to feed something that it could be potentially damaging to women. I wanted to go through trusted sources like Catherine and her team and people I trust and understand my symptoms and how to adapt to my symptoms as I move from perimenopause into menopause. So if we go down that route, I mean, we are seriously in trouble.
Well, when you say you were told to go to the black market, I mean somebody else advised you that this was somewhere where you could find it.
And knew where they could get it for me.
And I assume not everyone reacts like you do and says, no, thank you very much.
I know, I'm sure. But I suppose the way I look at it is that I can't guarantee what I'm getting. And I know myself well enough, and while, you know, the impact of not having access to the right hormones, I know myself, I don't know what I'm getting. I don't know what that impact could have on me if it is the wrong medication. So I'd rather be where I'm at now and keep putting pressure on the system. I mean, I was only looking at the mirror giving out about it last night as I remembered to put on my gel. And I'm saying, geez, I must go down to the pharmacy now again and just see when this shortage is over. And that's an awful place to be, to not be able to access something so fundamental.
Rebecca Barry is a pharmacist based in Limerick, and she's with us as well. Rebecca, I'm sure you must be dealing with this then day in, day out. Are you, you know, women coming in with a prescription, but the medication's not there?
Yes, Kieran. And this has been an ongoing issue now for several years, and unfortunately it's a worldwide issue. So thankfully patients now have access to lots more information, and there's been a huge information campaign about the treatment of menopause, and lots more ladies, more and more and more every month it seems, are asking their doctors for prescriptions for HRT. But what that has unfortunately meant is that manufacturers have been unable to keep up supply to respond to the demand for it, and it's led to ongoing issues, particularly for the more preferred transdermal types, so the patches, the gels, the sprays. And pharmacists have had to be more resourceful than ever at trying to come up with solutions for patients. Just a couple of things to note on the previous points made. The online supply of prescription medication in Ireland is actually illegal. So for various different reasons, and there's no guarantee when you're ordering online what you're going to get and whether you're going to even get it, because prescription medication coming in through unregulated sources like that is subject to being withheld by border control. So it may never get to you at all in the first place. But what I would highly recommend to anybody who's having problems is, first of all, never leave it till the last minute to get your supply. Very often we can source other options for patients. So whether it be changing from a patch to a different brand of a patch or changing to a gel or a spray, but that often means a phone call to the doctor, unless, like Katrine or Catherine, in the menopause hub, where they have other options on the prescription. We do unfortunately have to ring the supplier or the prescriber to change it to a different form of medication if we need to do that. But I'd also encourage patients to speak to their pharmacists about their various options. And one of the jobs of pharmacists is to make people more comfortable with the decision to make this change and to give them all of the information that they need, including how to use this different product, because that can be essential to the success or failure of the product for the patient.
And Rebecca, Catherine kind of suggested that, you know, the fingers were crossed for a resolution and an uptick in supply by the middle of the summer, by July. As somebody who's dealing with suppliers, are you hearing that as well?
Yes, so the supply particularly of a product called Estradot, which is probably one of the most widely used patches for HRT in Ireland, they are, Novartis, the manufacturer, are saying that from July onwards they should have much more freedom of supply. Unfortunately, there's a lag time for manufacturers. It's not like clicking their fingers and saying, okay, we'll increase supply to the market. There's a lag time for them to get more products produced. And in that lag time, the prescribing and use of it has been constantly increasing. So every time they increase manufacturing supply, the demand for it is also increasing. So that's particularly why there's been such an ongoing and long-term supply issue with all of these products.
Well, listen, we'll have our fingers crossed as well, and I'm sure we'll be covering it between now and then, particularly if there's any problems with that supply, that expected supply in July. Rebecca Barry is a pharmacist in Limerick, Caroline Clark, who is impacted by this, by the shortage directly yourself, and Dr. Catherine Reardon from the Menopause Hub. Thank you all very much for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder. Fiona on 53106 says, another issue with women's healthcare. What a surprise. If even one of these issues affected men, you can guarantee that it would be sorted straight away. I'm sick of being a second class citizen in this country, and we should also have a discussion about essential women's healthcare being free of charge. This is not a choice for us. It is necessary. Anne says, I feel the sixth month HRT prescription in Spain a couple of weeks ago, ordered overnight in a small country town, no issue whatsoever. I think this is a UK and Ireland problem, because we are treated as one market by the supplier. So says Anne. Anyway, 53106 is the text number. Keep them coming after the break. Why you can't get a Kit Kat on the train.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.